This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. What's better on Christmas Eve than Christmas music? We have a Christmas concert, and I'm not sure if you'll be disappointed or relieved when I tell you no carols. The rock and roll group The Ben Vaughan Combo, or at least three quarters of it, is going to perform some original Christmas music and one of Ben's favorite Christmas songs. Our concert was recorded last Christmas Eve. The Combo's latest album is called Mood Swings. Ben Vaughan has a new solo album called Mono USA, featuring his cover versions of obscure rock and roll records. He'll be back with us in early 1994 to talk about it. Ben also led the band for our Arthur Alexander concert last spring. We're going to rebroadcast that concert next week. For our Christmas concert, we have Ben Vaughan on guitar and vocals, Aldo Jones bass, Gus Kordovox accordion, and Fresh Air producer Amy Sallet sleigh bells. Ben, let me ask you to introduce the first tune you're going to do.
It's a song by the Sonics from 1965. It's called Hey Santa Claus, and it's got your typical concerns. It's a very selfish kind of rock and roll song, but the Sonics were the first grunge rock band to ever come out of Seattle.
And when did you learn this song?
I've always known it.
Yeah. But,
I'm trying to tell everybody now.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Great.
Hey, Santa Claus, tell me where you've been. I've been waiting up just to let you in. Hey, Santa Claus, where you been so long? Now don't you do me wrong. I want me a car, a twangy guitar, a cute little honey, and lots of money, Santa Claus. Won't you tell me, please, what you gonna put under my Christmas tree? And he just said nothing, 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 nothing. So long. Now don't you do me wrong. I want me a car, a twangy guitar, a cute little honey, and lots of money, Santa Claus. Won't you tell me, please, what you gonna put under my Christmas tree? And he just said nothing, 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 nothing.
It's fantastic. It's really great. Do you guys play Christmas songs much? I mean, do you have occasion to play this stuff?
We used to do a surf instrumental version of Noel.
Oh, how about a few bars?
I don't think we can remember that. We actually ended up calling it The Last Noel because it was just terrible.
Would you do another song for us?
Sure.
Love to.
This is one I wrote about 4 years ago, and I forgot I even wrote it, and I found a tape of it, and turned out it wasn't that bad of a song. So this is called Christmas Feeling.
I don't like to sit in traffic jams at Christmas time. I don't like to push and shove. I don't like to stand in line. But when Christmas morning comes, you can almost believe the world could live as one. And all the Christmas feels coming around. Yeah, the Christmas feeling is is coming around again this year. If you're driving to the shopping mall, don't be discouraged. When you pull into the parking lot, have a lot of courage. And pray that someday people might do something cable TV didn't tell them to do. You better check yourself too. Oh, the Christmas feeling is coming around. Yeah, the Christmas feeling is coming around again this year. Ah, rock on, Blitzen. One time for Santa. God, or just believe in the good of man, then lay down your shopping bags and take your brother's hand. I know it sounds like a cliche, but we could make the whole year feel like Christmas Day. What do you say? Oh, the Christmas feeling is coming around. Yeah, the Christmas feeling is coming around again this year. Again this year. Again this year. Again this year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Drive carefully. See you next year.
Well, that's great. We're listening to a performance by three quarters of the Ben Vaughan combo. And we have Ben Vaughan on guitar and vocals, Gus Kordovox on accordion, Aldo Jones on bass.
And Amy Salad.
And Amy Salad, Fresh Air producer. This is what's really making the sound, ladies and gentlemen. It's Amy Salad, one of Fresh Air's producers on Sleigh Bells. Very good, Amy. Good job. She's got the rhythm. Well, that was a great song, Ben. What inspired you to write a Christmas song?
I think I was in a traffic jam. And I had a lot of time on my hands, and I write in my car most of the time anyway, so it was Christmas time. I was stuck in a traffic jam, and it came out. It's kind of a cynical yet optimistic kind of song.
With a line about if we could only join hands, is it?
Yeah, take your brother's hand. I don't want to exclude the sisters either, you know, everybody, all of us.
The combo has such a great sound. It's really unique instrumentation, I think, you know, guitar, accordion, bass.
We have a hubcap player, but he's not here right
now. Aldo, I have to ask you about the bass. It's a really interesting-looking bass. It's a very unusual bass that I think you built yourself.
Yes.
Aldo, would you describe it for us?
Well, it's shaped like a triangle. It's a balalaika, and it's of my own design. And there you have it.
It's an Aldo Jones model.
But, you know, it's not just the design that's unique, it's the sound you get from it. Can you just play it on its own a little
bit? That's just the way it came out. You know, I wanted a mariachi bass, but at the time they're not very available. So I had to make one myself, and this is the easiest design because I didn't have to curve wood.
Oh, right.
So I just squared it off.
Well, just play a few notes so we hear how it sounds different from a regular bass.
You recognize that tune, too.
Yeah.
It's got a real guitar bass kind of sound.
Yeah.
It's like almost
it
like a cross
different.
Between the two.
That's just the way it came out.
You didn't expect it to sound that way?
I didn't know what it would sound like when I finished it. I'm just happy that it works at all.
Ben, when you were putting together the Ben Vaughan combo, what made you decide on this instrumentation?
I wanted everything to fit in one car. I'm serious. Actually, I wanted an acoustic rock and roll band with a keyboard, and accordion is really the only acoustic keyboard that I'm a big fan of, like Sam Nasham and the Pharaohs and the Sardothos Quintet and everything. They always had an organ part. Gus, play the typical Sam Nasham and the right. Like, that's enough.
That's quite enough.
And,
hey, it was solo. I had to keep going.
And like a lot of Texas rock and roll records and everything had this organ sound that was playing eighth notes through a tune, and I really liked that. And the accordion, I guess really that kind of organ playing is really inspired by Mexican accordion playing, which is heard a lot in Texas. And it just worked really great right away. We had upright bass, acoustic guitar, snare drum with brushes, and accordion. We were able to play on a street corner or on a stage. Didn't matter. Our sound was always the same no matter where we went. And that really, I was, you know, really attracted to that idea.
Did you do a lot of street corners?
We did, but the police kept chasing us away. We would gather crowds. We got pretty popular at doing it, and crowds would form, and cars couldn't get by, so the police would chase us to another corner, and we tried again, and we finally gave up.
Huh. Well, can I ask you to do another song for us?
Sure. This song is called The Man Who Is Everything, and a lot of people think it's a Christmas song, and I'm starting to believe them. When I wrote it, it wasn't, but it does mention Christmas in the first verse, so I guess it's a Christmas song.
Every year when you buy your Christmas gifts, there's always one name left on the bottom of your list. Well, you can search and search in every store, but you won't find nothing that I ain't had before. Cause I'm the man.
He's the man who has everything.
I'm the man.
He's the man who has everything.
Yes, I am.
He's the man who has everything but you.
No, I don't have you. I got a rhinestone bathtub, it's filled with champagne, on the first class section of my own private plane. I got a full-time tailor, keep on working all day, cause I wear my clothes once and then I throw them away. Cause I'm the man.
He's the man who has everything.
I'm the man.
He's the man who has everything.
Yes, I am.
He's the man who has everything.
They all look with envy when I go walking by, but if they took a closer look, they'd see the tears in my eyes. Cause I'm the man. I eat a T-bone steak 3 times a day. I got a big old limousine with electric ashtrays. I got a house in Tahiti, it's a $1 billion home, but it ain't worth nothing when I'm there all alone. Cause I'm the man.
He's the man who has everything.
I'm the man.
He's the man who has everything.
Yes, I am.
He's the man who has everything but you. He's the man who has everything.
Well, I don't have you.
He's the man who has everything.
Well, I don't have you.
He's the man who has everything.
No, I don't have you.
He's the man who has everything.
No, I don't have you.
He's the man who has everything but you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
It really sounded great. That's Ben Vaughan, guitar and vocals. He wrote the song. Aldo Jones on bass and Gus Cordovox on accordion and Fresh Air producer Amy Salad on sleigh bells. Good work, Amy. Making her musical debut. let me ask each of you what your favorite or most detested Christmas song is.
You want to start with me? You're
sure. Yeah, this is Aldo.
I kind of like Elvis' Blue Christmas.
As favorite?
I'll have a blue Christmas.
I know you're going to cut that out, right?
Aldo, Aldo is a part-time Elvis imitator.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I borrow this white jeweled jumpsuit with a zipper all the way down to the belly button and big flared trousers.
And aviator Shades.
And aviator shades, yes.
Well, where did you do it?
At home.
I did it at some small corner bars. I just break out and everybody be like surprised. There's Elvis.
Do you want to do a whole chorus of Blue Christmas for us?
Well, when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling.
That sounds like Dean Martin to me.
Well, Elvis always said he liked Dean Martin.
I think that's right.
That's what it sounds like when you have to drink eggnog.
Too much eggnog there, Aldo.
Well, that's great. Ben, do you have a favorite or least like Christmas record?
My favorite is Christmas in Jail by the Youngsters.
That's one of the records you have with you.
It's a weird old R&B record that's just completely idiotic.
Gus?
I always still hark back to that AM hit from my childhood, which was Jingle Bell Rock. I really enjoy that song. I still do.
Do you want to play a few bars of any of the aforementioned favorites or any other?
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, all right.
I think you aired enough.
That would ruin Christmas.
After that Elvis impersonation, I don't want to follow that up. Boy.
Where do you go after that?
Nowhere.
Oh. Well, it was really great to have you here. The music sounded terrific. And
thanks
a lot for being with us. This is Fresh Air.